For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The blame game between the president and Democrats is heating up as the partial government shutdown drags on. Mr. Trump tweets he's waiting for them to reach out. But Democrats say the White House hasn't reached out to likely incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
USA's Tim Berg says data breaches were a big story in 2018.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing. It's got a big boot. And it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
House Democrats plan to create a new committee to focus on climate change. Nancy Pelosi announced that Congresswoman Kathy Castor will chair the committee. She said the committee will be a critical part of the congressional response to the threat and will create good-paying new jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports scientists are saying don't skip breakfast.
Studies have concluded that skipping breakfast just one day a week on an ongoing basis can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The Journal of Nutrition reporting the German researchers found that skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and the risk increases each additional day with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. They say the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it kickstarts metabolism changing the way it uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An annual year-end tradition has happened in New York City. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has the story.
2-1!
Confetti is whirling around Times Square looking like a tornado with these strong wind gusts.
We are so excited. We had a great day today testing the confetti. We're ready for New Year's Eve.
Says Countdown Entertainment President Jeffrey Strauss, but the weather may be taking a turn between now and Monday night with rain in the forecast, and confetti might be falling straight to the ground. Regardless, Strauss says,
nothing stops our celebration.
And continuing the tradition, some of that confetti will have wishes on them submitted from around the world.
And they're everything from health and happiness to having a baby to peace in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.